your Tri-County Heartbeat.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're live in green for the MAC girls basketball semifinals tonight. A very exciting contest here between Green and Delhi. The other contest tonight going on is Unitego hosting Oxford. So the winners of these two games tonight will move on to the MAC championship, which will be held on February 18th up at Unadilla Valley. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. Glad to have my good friend along with me tonight, Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull. We've done some football together, and now he's going to pop on the air for some basketball tonight. So, Rich, thank you for coming down.
I wouldn't want to be anyplace else. I love doing the radio with you, Nate, so thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
And this is going to be a great game here tonight. I think you're in for a real treat, as these two teams had a great battle in the regular season. It was a game we did over at Delhi, and Delhi pulled away that night and won 47-41, but it was really a push in the middle of the fourth quarter, which kind of ballooned a tie ball game up to about a five-point lead, and then Green just could not answer. Let's see. Let's look at the points for that night. Sylvia Little had 14 for Delhi. Julia Baxter had 12. Abby Leahy had 10 for Delhi, and then Olivia Kennedy had 15 for Green, and Lila Biefeld had 9 points. Cassie Butler had 6 points. Now, Rich, I'm going to be interested to get your take here throughout tonight's game, because I see these teams all the time. You got a fresh set of eyes on these teams. For you, it's got to be fun here to just come walk right into a playoff atmosphere and say, hey, I'm, you know, let's see what happens.
In our long hours of preparation, Nate, of talking about this game, I'm excited to just see the different defenses and offenses they play. You tell me that they like to switch it up. As a former coach, I like to check out the different, you know, the zone defenses, the pressure, all that kind of stuff. So I'm looking forward to that. And if it lives up to the hype that you've been giving this game for the last couple games, or days, you know, getting me to come down here, I'm looking forward to it. Good basketball is good basketball wherever you go.
I think you nailed it, because Coach Bruce for Delhi, Coach Gorton for Green, they're always kind of wheeling and dealing, kind of scheming a little bit. Hey, how can I get this defense to maybe take this player out of the game and vice versa? And they've coached in so many big games. Of course, Delhi winning the state championship just a couple of years ago in 2018. You know they live for these type of games. So this is going to be fun here tonight, I think.
You know, being a longtime resident in the area, I know both of them. I've coached against Coach Gorton. I've watched Coach Bruce play. I know Coach Bruce's assistant coach really well.
Mm-hmm.
They're both very well prepared. They're both very good coaches. They get their teams to play, and it's no doubt why they're both in the championship, leading their teams to, you know, here tonight.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Green and Delhi tonight. This is the MAC girls basketball semis. The other semi tonight is Oxford visiting Unitego, so we will have some updates for you on that as well. So, all right, we'll be right back. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO.
I'll buy your car. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Yes, it's true. I will come right to your house and purchase your car right off the driveway. Plus, work out your loan payoff with the bank. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Butler Auto will give you top dollar for your trade-in. We feature the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area at the best prices. And yes, we will give you the very best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything in on trade with a motor, even boats and motorcycles. So get the best of both worlds, the best vehicle prices and the best trade-in values. Or we'll simply buy your vehicle from you at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
Yes, it's true. Butler Auto Sales will buy your car, plus work out your loan payoff with the bank. It doesn't get any easier. And remember, you will get financed at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. And you can go back anytime, and we have our game audio archive. You can listen back to these games. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. We've done three games this week, and by Saturday we will have done five. So I got to catch up on getting my games up in the archive. But you can check those out anytime at WCDOsports.com. Both teams coming off the floor here, the Delhi girls and the Green girls. A fun rivalry this year. As we said, Delhi won earlier in the year, but they won on their home floor. I'm curious here tonight, Rich, how much do you think in the playoffs, having your home floor and just your own routine, being in your home gym, do you really find it locally in sports that having a is there such a thing as a home court advantage, you think?
Yeah, of course there is, especially when you come to Green, because Green has one of the larger courts. Mm-hmm. When I coached back, I don't know, 15 years ago, this was a place we actually didn't like to come down from Norwich, because this is actually a bigger court than Norwich. And this is a tough place. So for Green, this is a great opportunity for them to play on their home court. It's a larger court. And, you know, they keep their same routines. They don't have to go get on a bus and sit in the bleachers and do all that kind of stuff. They can go home. They can have dinner. They can, you know, do their things after school. So, yeah, home court advantage in the playoffs. It's great. It's awesome. It's nothing better than that.
Both teams coming out here to line up for tonight's national anthem as well as the starting lineups. So we're going to take a break. It's the MAC basketball, the girls' semifinals here tonight. Green hosting at Delhi. The other contest tonight, which should be tipping off just a few minutes ago, is Unitigo hosting Oxford. So I'm Nate Lowe for Rich Turnbull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more, Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 8 to 1.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Hi. This is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. You have a question for me, Rich.
No announcer in Green?
There is, usually. I don't know if...
Must be their mic's not working.
Maybe the mic's not working.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I just heard some guy yelling the starting lineup. You only see that in small schools, right?
Yeah. So he's yelling the starting lineup.
He is. He's yelling the starting lineups down here. This is a great start already. I love the atmosphere.
Gotta love it, right? Hey, you know, you gotta improvise on the fly sometimes.
Absolutely.
When technology doesn't work for you, that's for sure. So both teams going through the starting lineups. First, let's go for Green, the home team here tonight, and head coach Dave Gorton. They start with junior number 3, Emma Rice. Senior number 5, Olivia Kennedy. She's the one to watch here tonight for Green. Junior number 11, Cassie Butler. Freshman number 15, Abby Yonner. And junior number 22, Peyton Yonner. So good at getting out in transition. She's fun to watch as well. For Delhi and head coach Todd Bruce, they have number 00, Julia Baxter. She's a junior. Senior number 2, Libby Lamport. Senior number 3, Sylvia Little. She is an excellent player. As many of our listeners know, one of the best players in the area. Senior number 4, Amanda Nealis, and junior number 15, Alyssa Giaffi. Delhi is in the road maroon uniforms tonight with the white and the black trim, says Delaware Academy, in white and black lettering across the front of the uniform. Green is in the home white uniforms with the green trim, and it says Trojans in green lettering across the front of the uniform. Green will be going right to left as we get set to jump things up, and let's see, Delhi will be going left to right. We will get you updates when available from Oxford and Unitego, that game being played up at the U tonight. So this will be Baxter doing the tip-off duties here for Delhi, going up against Abby Yonner for Green. A nice crowd on hand here tonight, and this is a big one. The winner is going to go to the MAC Championship next Friday, the 18th. That game this year will be played at Unadilla Valley. And the tip is good, and Delhi will win the opening tip here. Here come the Bulldogs going left to right. They'll pass one to Libby Lamport in the right side corner. Three-point line extended, taken away by Olivia Kennedy, knocked out of bounds. Going to stay with the Bulldogs here, and we'll see what Green settles in on defense here, Rich.
Green's coming out with a 2-3 defense. They're coming out, you know, little band-to-man principles from that 2-3 defense. They're extending it out.
Nealis will be doing the inbounding duties here for Delhi. Flips one up to Libby Lamport for three from way downtown, and she hits it. Lamport with an early three, and that's good. When she gets hot early, it usually means good things for Delhi. Green in transition. They go right to left. They go to the far side for Liv Kennedy. Takes one down low. Flips one inside for Abby Yonner. Her shot was partially blocked. Giaffi comes away with it, and an outlet pass to Sylvia Little. Little across the midcourt timeline. Passes left side. Lamport pump fakes on a deep three. Shoots it across the court here. Tapped out of bounds by Cassie Butler.
First thing that I noticed, right, Nate, is the 2-3 defense is coming out and extending. The last three came from an out-of-bounds play. They couldn't extend out far enough. So let's see if they keep this extended defense.
Delhi will get the ball in. They have an early 3-0 lead here over Green. MAC girls basketball semifinals. If there's one thing you know about both these coaches, they've done their homework on film. So we'll see what Coach Bruce does to direct his players here in the early going. Here's Nealis, far side. Sylvia Little for three. Wow. Step backs and hits it.
And he did a jump stop behind the three-point line to make sure it was a three. Great play.
And so Delhi with a quick 6-0 lead. On the road here, ball gets tied up. We're going to have a jump ball as Yonner lost control of it. Arrow's going to keep it with the Trojans.
Delhi's playing an interesting defense. They're playing a 1-3-1, and they're extending it also to almost about three-quarters court on their side, obviously. So it's interesting. Now they're showing 2-3 defense, so they're switching it up a lot.
Yeah, Delhi loves to throw different things at you when available. They have an early 6-0 lead with 6:45 to go in the first. And now a steal at midcourt by Nealis. Holds on to it, gets it to Sylv Little. Little to the right side, had her pocket picked there just as she tried to get a pass off. Green comes away with it. Yonner ahead now for Olivia Kennedy. Kennedy takes it inside. It's blocked there by Sylvia Little. She does that so well. 6.5 to go in the first. Delhi leads 6-0. Delhi with the basketball now. They go back to the top of the key here for Little. Zips one down low. Left low block for Giaffi. Puts it up and she's fouled. And we'll head to the line. Foul's going to be on Abby Yonner. What a start here for Delhi.
Yeah, they look really good. The little girl is pretty good. I was surprised. I didn't realize she played point guard. I mean, she doesn't really look like a point guard, but she plays it well so far for Delhi. She sees the court very, very well.
Sylv, you know, all the way she came up freshman year, as here's Giaffi at the line. And her first shot is up and good here for Alyssa Giaffi. She's always played a guard, continued to get taller. She played with the Havoc for AAU up in Albany, and I think when you're playing at that high of a level, you got to be a guard. And so she's just always transitioned very well with that, even though she's probably 6 foot tall. Second shot for Giaffi is good, and they're getting all the rolls here, Rich. It's 8-0 Delhi.
So Delhi is extending this 2-3 out even farther. They're playing all over the place.
Green with a pass down low to Yonner. Outside for Cassie Butler. Dials up a three and hits it in the left corner for Cassie Butler, and that'll get the fans going. Delhi 8, Green 3 with 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Delhi with the basketball. Lamport picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Gets it back to Little. Finds Nealis at the high post. Out for Lamport for three. Got it.
My goodness.
Libby Lamport. Wow.
Classic in and out from a 2-3 zone. It was classic. Great play by Delhi.
Tapped out of bounds here by Little as they tried to go to Kennedy in the right corner. Libby Lamport, I hate to say it, she's been kind of cold lately, has not been hitting. So to see her hit those two deep ones right away, you got to feel good if you're a Delhi fan.
She's getting wide open because her teammates are getting flashing to the foul line. They're collapsing. The Green defense is collapsing onto the foul line. They're kicking out for a three. She's wide open. She should hit those shots, Nate.
5:40 to go in the first. Yeah, she's just been kind of cold lately, so it's, you know, if you're a Bulldogs fan, man, it's exciting to see. Shot here for Yonner is off the mark for Green, and a rebound into the safe hands of Sylvia Little as Delhi leads 11-3.
Oh,
good pass.
Oh.
Down low to Baxter, and she finishes.
Wow, she sees the court, Nate. She doesn't have great ball handles, but my goodness, she sees the court. She kind of dribbles it up very high, unorthodox from a point guard. But, man, she sees the court. What a great pass.
Delhi 13, Green 3. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 5.5 to go in the first on CDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shenandoah Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shenandoah Federal Credit Union. Go to shenandoah.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Delhi girls have jumped out to a 13-3 lead over Green with 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you tonight. And now a steal again by Delhi. They're looking to run. Here is Little in transition, dribbles behind the back, dishes one off for Baxter, can't get it to go. Second chance for Sylvia, and she's fouled as she tried the old tip drill. Looks like she's going to go to the line here.
I am completely impressed by the little girl. Wow, she is so good. She could have easily had a layup there, but she passed it to her teammate for a better shot, and she was there for the rebound. She is an all-around great player.
Sylvia at the line. First shot is up and good. She'll be heading to Amherst next year, which is a very good top 10, top 5 in the country Division III program, so they're lucky to have her.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth at the foul line. And she's smiling underneath your mask. You can tell she's having a good time out there.
She is just one of those kids, always has a smile on her face. Delhi 15, Green 3. Can the Trojans answer here? Olivia Kennedy goes to Rice. Far side, Butler dials one up. It's too strong. Rebound for Baxter. Lost it, though. And Peyton Yonner feeds it inside for Abby. A block, and she's fouled, and I believe it's going to be on Sylvia Little. Yes, with 4:55 to go in the first, Delhi 15, Green 3.
She's even smiling after a foul gets called on her. She kind of rolls her eyes a little bit to her coach and said, I got this, coach. I got this.
Here's freshman Abby Yonner at the line, who's had a tremendous season for the Green Trojans. First shot is good. You know, I think if you're Green here, Rich, you just got to take a deep breath and say, we got plenty of time. We're on our home court.
Yeah, you got to settle down. You got to recognize the defenses that Delhi's playing. They're switching it up every single time.
Second shot for Yonner is no good. They're going to say she stepped over the line. Yeah.
I've seen that a lot lately in a lot of the games. I don't know if that's a point of emphasis from the referees, but I've seen that a few times in the Norwich games that I've been at where they've gotten the foul shooter over the line. That's more common this year than I've seen than other years.
Yeah, I would agree, definitely. And that's too bad because she made that shot and they take it away. So it's Delhi 15 and Green 4 with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Live from Green here tonight, it's the MAC girls basketball semifinals. And Delhi has the basketball going left to right. Here's Lamport left side. Little shimmy down low, finds Baxter. No, rolled off the front of the rim. Rebound underneath for Gioffi. She muscles it up. It rolls around the rim. Wouldn't go in. Baxter, another rebound. Finally, we'll have a jump ball.
The classic problem in the 2-3 zone is rebounding, and Green couldn't rebound. They got too far underneath the basket, and the rebounds were going to Delhi outside.
So the possession arrow keeps it with Delhi. They will inbound underneath their own hoop. They go to the right corner for Gioffi. Double team, picked it up in a tough spot. Floats one back up to Lamport. Steps in, zips one far side. Sylvia Little for three, in and out. Rebound for Gioffi, though. They keep it alive. Back out to Lamport, splits two defenders to Baxter on the right low block. Turnaround shot, no good. Another rebound for Nealis. Delhi crashing the boards hard here.
Again, Green is too far underneath the basket to rebound. They're not going to get enough rebounds if they're sitting underneath the basket.
Lamport with a floater, missed it. Green got the rebound. Lamport stole it back. It's been all Delhi here early with 3:55 to go in the first. They lead 15-4.
In that offensive set, Delhi didn't really go to the foul line. Now they got the little girl at the foul line. I bet you they go there now.
Here is Lamport. They'll work one back up to Nealis to the right side for Baxter. Green collapsing in, trying to stop them from going to Sylvia. Now a steal by Peyton Yonner, using her speed down the floor, and she finishes. Nice play by Peyton Yonner.
The skip pass just wasn't enough for Delhi. They were collapsing on the foul line. They tried to skip it, and they just cut it off.
3.5 to go in the first. Delhi 15, Green 6. The Trojans trying to hang tough. and just survived this early barrage by the Bulldogs. Here's Little on the left side. Floats it across the top of the defense. Finds Lamport. Pump fakes on a three. Gets into the paint. Bounce pass far side, left side here for Neela. She splits two defenders. Tries to go up and is blocked by Abby Yonner. And we're going to have another jump ball. Or is it going to be a reach-in? Yeah, we got a foul.
I'm wondering if Coach Gordon at that last timeout told his defense to pack it in a little bit and let them shoot, because they're not extending it as much and they're playing the paint a little bit more. The girls, when they started green, they were outside the three-point line. Now they're kind of inside the three-point line by about a foot or so.
So that foul was on Baxter, her first, team second. Traveling violation on Green. It's coming right back to the Bulldogs.
And Delhi extends their defense all the way to the half court. So you don't know what they're going to do.
3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Delhi 15 and Green 6. Nealis across the midcourt timeline. Goes left side for Lamport. Into the corner for Little. Down to the left low block here for Giaffi. Threw it off of a foot and out of bounds.
Now, as soon as I say that, now Green extended it again. So I don't know what I'm talking about today.
Well, we said in the pregame, these teams will just constantly change. They do not sit in one kind of set all the time.
You know, you think of the 2-3 defense, you think of Syracuse, and Syracuse usually doesn't make adjustments to their 2-3 until halftime. They usually see what the other team's doing. These guys seem to be adjusting it on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Delhi gets it in, left corner for Sylvia Little, closely guarded here. She's going to feed it into the interior for Baxter. Turnaround shot is short. Rebound for Butler. And an outlet pass to Yonner. And this is what Green loves to do. They love to run in transition. Yonner, they find Kennedy left side. Flips one to the top of the key. Now for Butler. Left side for three. Too strong. Rebound for Liv Kennedy. They got to try to get her more involved. One of their best players. Here's Yonner through the paint. Lost it off the back of the rim. Rebound. Tossing it up. And that won't go down. Shot there for Green was from the freshman Claire Flanagan. Little with a rebound. Little finds Lamport left side. Zips through. Back to the right side. A shot for Delhi here. Won't go for Abby Leahy. And then underneath we're going to have a jump ball. Arrow's going to give it back to the Trojans. So Bulldogs have gone a little cold here, Rich.
They have. And Green keeps on trying to get the corner shot for Butler. It seems like every single time she's wide open. I don't know if Delhi's giving her that shot or is that what Green's working it towards.
2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Delhi 15 and Green 6. Peyton Yonner on the left side as Green goes right to left. Yonner steps in for three. Yes, Yonner hits it. That's a big one there for the Trojans.
Cuts it to six, Nate. Cuts it to six. We're back in it, and Green's extending that defense out to get a little bit more, trying to put some pressure on them.
Delhi 15, Green 9 with a buck 40 to go in the first quarter. This one's living up to the hype so far. Little down low, forced it through and lost control of it. Yonner comes away for Green. In transition, finds Kennedy who finishes. And now we got a timeout taken here as Kennedy scores her first points. We'll come back and break that down. A buck 30 to go in the first. Delhi 15, Green 11 on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. We have an update from the other semifinal. Unitigo leading Oxford 16-8. At the end of the first quarter. So that game started a little earlier, about 15 minutes earlier. So we'll keep an eye on that. Our score here, Delhi 15, Green 11, with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Delhi with the basketball, Little at the high post, takes it down low, shoots from inside. It won't go. Ball out of bounds. Going to stay with the Bulldogs, it looks like. They've tried to move Sylvia into the paint here. She got a good look, couldn't finish, though.
And when she's outside, she's passing it down low to either one of the block positions, and the referees are letting them play a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is Green's getting out on the fast break because it's a little bit more physical, so once they get the rebound, they just get out and go.
Bulldogs will get it in, and they will find Amanda Nealis at the top of the key. They go to Abby Leahy, who had a big game off the bench the last time these two teams played. We'll see what she can do tonight. Sylvia to the left side is knocked out of her hands, and here comes Liv Kennedy. Kennedy ahead now for Flanagan. Her shot was partially tipped there, I believe, by Little. And Delhi comes back up the floor with 55 seconds to go in the first. And to the right side of the floor, Delhi again trying to pump it to the interior, and Green has just cut that off. We got a jump ball, and this time it'll stay with DA.
Another thing that seems to be going on is Green is doubling every first pass, whether it's at the foul line or down the block, they're doubling on every pass. I don't know if that's being caught or if they're just naturally doing it.
Delhi will get it in. Sam Udrala is into the contest now. And we'll feed one back up to Wakin. Tries to pass inside, but she shuffled that foot. And it goes back to Green. So kudos to the Trojans here, Rich. They've really survived. I mean, they were down 15-3 at one point. Now it's 15-11.
11-0 run. You've got to love 11-0 runs.
Yeah, this is a big one here for the Green Trojans with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Flanagan on the left side as Green goes right to left. Flanagan dribbles back up to the top of the arc. Now we'll go to Yonner on the right side. They feed it to the interior, and a steal by Delhi. Abby Leahy took it away from Lila Biafel. And back down the floor here is Sylvia Little to the left side. Nice pass finds Sam Udrala, who could not finish, and a rebound for Green. And an over-the-back call, I believe, here on Delhi. Yes, on Wakin. Delhi did everything but finish there.
When Delhi spaces it out and Little can dribble where she wants to, they try to collapse on her and they try to double her when she's dribbling. And she's just so good with the ball that she can find the open man or open woman every time.
10 seconds to go here in the first quarter, and Green tries to zip a long pass ahead for Kennedy. It was too tall. It's going to go back to Delhi. That ball actually got lost over in some of the mats in the far side of the corner, went under the bleachers, so a good Samaritan's going to have to dig it out of there. So we'll have a little bit of a break here. Yeah, that guy went completely under the bleachers.
Yeah, he got it out. We lost him, but the ball's back.
The official's kind of looking under there like, hey, nice round of applause here from the fans. I love it. That was really under there.
It was.
11.7 to go. Delhi lets it roll to midcourt. Here is Nealis. Goes to the right side for Libby Lamport. Not Awaken. Awaken goes far side for Sylvia Little, and she banks it off the glass and in. Little with 7 points. We'll talk about that when we come back. Delhi 17, Green 11. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Delhi leads 17-11. Take you back to the end of the first quarter. The crowd was doing that. You know, they try to count it down before the clock expires. Sylvia shot it and banked it in. It just backfired on them.
And she kind of smiled at them. Like, I think she actually knew that they got to her, too. That was fun. That was fun. Gotta love it.
Worked out for Delhi. They lead 17-11. Unitego leading Oxford 16-8 in the other ball game. Biafel tried to shoot that. It was blocked out of bounds by Sylvia there. She usually has 4, 5, 6 blocks a game, and a lot of them are just like that.
It was a really nice backdoor cut, but the little girl was right there to just block it away.
Green looks to get it in on the baseline. They go to Peyton Yonner. Into the paint, tosses it up, and they call a charge here on Yonner. Just 10 seconds into the second quarter.
I know I'm not supposed to say woo on the radio, but woo on the radio.
Yeah, that was, I don't know if I would love that if I was a Green fan.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at woo on the radio.
Bulldogs with the basketball going left to right. Here is Little. to the top of the key. A bounce pass here for Nealis to the high post for Baxter. Baxter is immediately double-teamed. Lost control of it. We got a jump ball. She looks frustrated. Good defense there by the Trojans. The arrow is going to keep it with Delaware Academy.
It's going to be interesting to see how Coach Bruce coaches that spot up, because every time they pass the ball to the foul line, to the high post area, they're double-teaming it. If you don't have the little girl there, it's going to be tough to get it out of there. You have to quick pass out of that.
Delhi goes to the left corner here. Now they work it inside for Baxter. Puts it up. It wouldn't go. A rebound. Another jump ball. This one's going back to Green. A good battle on that rebound between Baxter of DA and Abby Yonner of Green. Jump ball goes back to the Trojans.
Really not a lot of fouls in this game. They're letting them play. Just you know, that interesting charge one last time, but not a lot of fouls.
7:20 to go in the second quarter. Delhi girls leading Green 17-11. We're live here at GCS tonight in the MAC semifinals. Liv Kennedy to the far side in the right corner. Saves that somehow from going out of bounds. Gets it back to Peyton Yonner for three. Kind of off balance. It wouldn't go. Rebound Sylvia Little.
She's got to be having triple-doubles all year.
All the time. Sylvia feeds it down low for Baxter, and she scores. What a look there.
Wow, from half court, she just finds the girl underneath the basket. The little girl's the real deal, people.
Delhi 19, Green 11. Liv Kennedy trying to answer. Her shot is off the back of the rim. A rebound for Flanagan. Left it short. Rebound Baxter for Delhi.
How have I not heard of this little girl before, Nate? Come on.
If you follow Nate Law on Twitter more often, you'd know, right? So 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Sylvia straight away, three, a little too strong, and it went up and hit that pipe that comes down from the ceiling, so it's out of bounds and back to the Trojans.
So late great Rick Majerus used to say, if you miss the, when you're a good shooter, will always miss short or long. She's always missing long. She's always hitting the back of the rim, so she should be able to make that adjustment.
Rick Majerus, there's a name. Wow,
yeah,
I love
Utah.
It. All those good teams they had back in the day.
Keith Van Horn,
yeah, that's the name that came to mind. Here's a steal for Delhi, but they lost it. Nealis dribbled it off the back of the leg there of Libby Lamport. Out of bounds and back to Green. You know, Green's hanging around here. They are not out of this game by a long stretch. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. Here's Kennedy in the right corner, immediately double-teamed. Skips it over to Rice, now to the far side for Butler. You know, Rich, it's almost like Delhi is just saying, we got to take Liv Kennedy out of this and make somebody else beat us. Here's Yonner to the paint. Missed it. Rebound Delhi.
The one girl I'd be nervous for them is the Yonner girl. I think she can get going. She has the look in her eyes. Man, that's another great pass.
Another pass from Sylvia Little, finding Baxter through traffic, and she finishes.
I take back everything I say. She is a point guard.
Delhi 21 and Green 11. Kennedy tried to keep it in on the baseline, but it goes right to Delhi. Gioffi with an outlet pass to Sylvia Little with 5.5 to go in the second. Delhi leading 21-11.
She just doesn't have the point guard look, but my gosh, she's a good point guard.
Left side for Nealis. They go to Gioffi at the high post. Now for Lamport. Feeds one far side. Nealis, left corner, three. Got it. And they're hitting again. Nealis for three. Timeout. Delhi 24, Green 11. 5:17 to go, second quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Rich Turnbull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. The MAC semifinals here tonight. The winner of this game will play the winner of Unitego in Oxford. We'll continue to try to get some updates for you on that ball game. And the final is going to be on the 18th of February at UV. They weren't able to play down at SUNY Binghamton this year, or Binghamton University, I should say, as they have in the past. They've played at a couple other colleges as well over the years, but just going to have it at UV this year, hopefully get back to the colleges in the future. And we'll get an update here. 33-16, Unitego is on top of Oxford with a buck 30 left in the half there. So it looks like the Spartans are in control. Oh, the ball went under the bleachers again.
Oh, no, where's that? And the guy's gone. So I want to go back to the little girl. You know what really impresses me about her is she looks like a really good teammate, too. Like, all the girls are feeding off her energy. She's always smiling, and she does all the right things.
Mm-hmm. Trojans will look to get it in. They go to Emma Rice. A good pass there from Kennedy. It won't go. And another rebound for Giappi. Outlet pass to Little. Ahead now for Nealis, and she is fouled as she goes in for the layup. And that pass, we've seen Sylvia make it 5-6 times. She's able to float it through traffic and perfectly drop it in there. She's like a quarterback.
She is. New York State is starting flag football. Maybe she can get pick up on the team.
There you go. She's running out of time here in her senior year. Nealis to the line, rattles in and out. Boy, if you're Delhi, though, you're on the road, tough place to play. You got to be happy with this start.
With the little girl playing like she is, and she looks like she's controlling the entire game right now. She's having so much fun. I don't even know. She realizes there's a crowd here.
Nealis goes 0 for 2, a rebound for Green. Back down the floor for Kennedy. To the interior for Abby Yonner. Her shot won't go. And another rebound here for the Bulldogs. They've done a good job of just kind of making it one and done on these possessions for Green. To the right side for Lamport. Lamport bounce pass back up to Nealis at the top of the key. Far side for Little. Delhi in the maroon with the black and the white trim here going left to right. Little to the right side, takes it to the interior, floats it, won't go. And Baxter with a rebound. We have a jump ball there?
Yeah.
Yeah, jump ball is going to give it back to Green. Didn't see what the call was on that far side, so back down the floor here with Emma Rice. Rice will find Claire Flanagan. Stops and pops for a long two. It won't go down. Another rebound for Delhi. Delhi with a little bit of a size advantage, Rich. You think it's playing a factor?
They must have the rebounding advantage by now. I don't have the stats up here, but they have to.
Delhi with the ball. Libby Lamport for three. Got it again. She has three threes for 9 points. It's 27-11. And a steal by Lamport at midcourt. Wants to take it in all alone. Left-handed layup is good for Libby Lamport. And another timeout here for the Green Trojans. Delhi leading 29-11 on the road at Green in the MAC semis with 3:55 to go in the second. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on CDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your car. It's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull here. We got our halftime score of 36-20. UNT goes on top of Oxford in that other semifinal. 3:50 to go here in the second quarter in this semifinal. And Delhi leading Green 29-11. Here's a three for Butler in the corner. It won't go. Chased down by the Trojans. They'll keep it alive. But now a steal by Libby Lamport. She gets tied up. We'll have a jump ball. Boy, the defense, Rich, has really been tenacious here by Delhi so far.
So they're extending it all the way out to half court. And they just get their hands on everything. Everything. There's not a ball that gets through the Delhi defense without a deflection, a tip, or anything. And then they just collapse on the shooters on the outside. It's pretty impressive.
3.5 to go, second quarter. Delhi 29, Green 11. Nealis here at the top of the key. Goes to the far side for Lamport now. Inside for Sylvia Little. They go to Baxter. She lost control of it. Delhi holds on. Back out to Syl for three, and she hits it.
So Green showed a 1-3-1 that time. They switched it up. They figured they had to do something, and it didn't work.
32-11. An outside three kind of off a broken play there for Sylvia Little. The Bulldogs, this is the best I've seen them play all year. A three here for Green is no good. Kennedy, a rebound, tried to muscle it up and in on the rebound. No good. Jump ball is going to keep it with Green as Baxter got tied up on that rebound opportunity.
So this will be the first time the Green in a long time has to, they can play in the half court without dealing with the Delhi pressure starting, you know, bringing the ball up the court. So let's see what they do here.
Delhi 32, Green 11. They get it into Yonner. She's blocked by Sylvia Little. Yonner a second chance and blocked again by Sylvia Little. Out of bounds, and the Delhi student section, which is pretty much their boys' varsity team, is just loving it over there.
You know, in high school basketball, when you have the best player on the court, it's a huge advantage, especially at this level of basketball. I mean, she is clearly the best player on the court, and I'm not trying to be mean to anybody else.
Sure. 2:55 to go in the second quarter. Here is Yonner, splits two defenders. Her jumper won't go, and boy, it's like there is a lid on the rim here tonight so far for Green. 2:45 to go in the second. Delhi with the ball. They go to the right side here. Looking for Abby Leahy. Back up top to Sylvia Little. Splits two defenders. Takes it down low. Muscles it up. It won't go. Rebound for Kennedy. Kennedy now to Peyton Yonner. Green back across midcourt in the Trojans logo. 2:25 to go second quarter. They pass to the interior. Abby Yonner, a good shot. It just rolls off the front of the rim. Will not go down here for Green.
I would say right now that Delhi also has the second best player on the court, as the Lamport girls playing very well tonight.
Yeah, this is the best I've definitely seen her play all season. She is really clicking tonight. Here's Gioffi, back out for Lamport, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Green.
That might be the first time we've seen a miscue from Delhi in a long time, just threw it out of bounds.
This is what I like about Delhi as well. You see him coming over to Coach Bruce when they get a quick moment so they can talk and get some instructions, and now a steal by Delhi.
They weren't even paying attention when they got the steal.
It has really felt like the momentum and some of those breaks that you need in a game have really gone Delhi's way.
They've hit the big shots. I mean, I can only think of one big shot the Greens hit. That was the Yana girl in the first quarter, but really, I don't think they've scored since that three-pointer.
They go to Sylvia Little on the far side, and she hits another one. Sylvia now with 13.
And she held her hand up, and you know what? I usually don't like that, but she can. She can hold her hand up tonight.
Delhi 35, Green 11, with a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Trojans with the ball. Here's Yonner in the paint. It won't go down. And Green is just frustrated right now. Minute 20 to go in the second. Delhi back down the floor with Sylvia Little. Splits two defenders. Feeds it through to Wakin, and they're going to call a charge underneath.
And the little girl being a good sport and going pick up the Green girl.
They called it on Sylvia, her second or third. We'll check on that. A minute 15 to go, second quarter. Delhi getting some subs into the ball game here.
The Lamport girl coming off. If she was in Delhi, the place would be going nuts. But Green doesn't recognize the opposing team. She should get a big round of applause.
Minute 10 to go here in the second quarter. Here is Green with the basketball. Yonner tries to float one far side, tipped out of bounds. Good defense there by Eleanor Wagner, who's in for Delhi.
They get their hands on everything. Their hands are up. They are well coached. Good job with Coach Bruce coaching these guys up.
Reminds me of a certain Norwich defense that I'm used to watching on the girls' side. Yonner with a floater in the paint. It won't go. A rebound underneath by Cassie Butler, and she was fouled with 55 seconds to go, second quarter. Delhi leading 35-11 here, and we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few.
The big difference between the Norwich and the Delhi defense is the Norwich girls picking up full court, but the Delhi girls have such intensity in the half court. It would be interesting to watch them go up against each other.
Green with the basketball. They pass it to the interior. The shot is good. Biefeld gets that one to go down. And it's 35-13, 40 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Abby Leahy across half court. And they go to Wagner on the far side. Pass to the interior is popped away and a steal by Green. Back down the floor here for Yonner. Little killer crossover, gets to the top of the key, feeds one for Butler. Left side three, Butler can't get it to go. Rebound for Kennedy, she kept it alive. Back outside for Peyton Yonner, and she's fouled with 19 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Butler has got a lot of shots in that corner, and Delhi looks like they're just giving her those shots. They're going to live with the three-pointer, and it's worked for them so far.
Yeah, Butler's hit one in the corner so far. That was early. Since then, hasn't been able to connect. Green gets it in. A nice play to Yonner, and it just rolls off the front of the rim. I bet she makes that 9 out of 10 times. It just wouldn't go down.
It's just not her night right now. She's frustrated. You can see it on her face.
10 seconds to go, second quarter. Delhi 35, Green 13. Bulldogs with the basketball here, down to 4 seconds. Back up for Leahy, straight away three, no good. Halftime score, Delhi 35, Green 13. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
Located on Route 7 in Sydney, keep that number handy in your phone or glove box, 563-9299.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report here in Green. Marabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score here in the girls' MAC basketball semifinals, not a score we were expecting. Delhi on the road, leading Green 35-13. I'm here with Rich Turnbull, my color guy tonight. He's the Norwich Athletic Coordinator. I expected a very close game, but this is the best I have seen Delhi play. That's not a slam against Green. It has just been Delhi's night, Rich. I don't know.
The last time you talked me into coming to a game in Green, it was almost similar to this.
This is true.
At the football game, you said, oh, my God, it's going to be a great game, and then it turned into be something like this at halftime. But then Green came back.
Yes.
Green came back. So maybe the girls' basketball team can do the same thing that their football team did. Did the football team win that game?
It was Green and Unitigo.
They did. They won that
Green,
game.
Yes, Green came down and scored on the last possession, right?
They did, and then Unitigo did something at midfield and threw like an interception with like 30 seconds left. It was so anticlimactic.
That was one of the wildest 8-man games that I've done in a long time. It was great.
We were so bored. No offense to the teams. We were talking about Tecmo football in the first half, and then all of a sudden we were like, holy cow, there's a game going on.
Yeah, it was a really, really good game. So let's hope for you Green fans that the Trojans can have some magic here at home in this MAC semifinal. A score update from the other MAC semifinal tonight. Unitigo girls leading Oxford at the U 36-20 at the half. So Unitigo's in control. Delhi's in control. The whole reason that Delhi is here, we didn't even talk about this in the pregame. Delhi and Unitigo are in the same division. It's called Division 1. They tied with identical league records of 14-1. Who did they beat? They beat each other. They played twice. So they flipped the coin because Green... Or they pulled a name out. I think it was pulled the name out of a hat. Oh. They had to do a tiebreaker. That's the only tiebreaker they had. Green won Division 2. So Green gets to host. And so they flip it. Unitigo gets to host because they technically win their division. Delhi has to travel. Oxford goes to Unitigo. So
I'm betting Coach Bruce is thinking, we probably should have a better tiebreak system than pulling out of a hat. I've been in those situations where I've asked people at league levels, why do we have this tiebreaker situation? Usually goes head-to-head, and then it'll go something like, you know, whoever gave up the least amount of points. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they like to reward the defensive teams in those situations, point differentials and all that kind of stuff. Well, surprising they pulled the name out of the hat.
Well, this is the first year that they've gone, the girls, back to the two divisions. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm curious if they just hadn't planned for that, didn't think maybe it would happen, thought they had more time in the future to plan. But, you know, that's the way it always goes. And what's funny is... You know, Rich, being a Tri-Valley guy, you and I both, I have been to three separate occasions where they brought me in as a neutral party to pull the names out of the hat to break a tiebreaker in the Tri-Valley. Talk about pressure.
Wow, yeah. Hopefully it wasn't the Raiders and the Panthers.
No. The one year, Franklin had been on a really good run.
Oh, jeez.
And I felt like all the teams that were going in were very deserving, but I was like, man, Franklin boys are playing really well. They were the last name I pulled out of the hat. They went on to win the championship that year, and it was for the first time in, I think, 15 or 20 years.
So what do you do? So, they invite you to the Tri-Valley headquarters? Where is the Tri-Valley headquarters for this?
They had me come to Lawrence, and I think two of the three are when Coach Grasso was still around.
So that would be the Tri-Valley headquarters, Pat Grasso's office.
So Coach would have us go to the conference room, and a couple of them I did like a live tweet thing.
Yep.
So I would go in there and I'd say, all right, the first name I pulled out was Edmiston or whoever, right? And so, you know, they wanted me to do it because I just had no affiliation with the league as a coach or a teacher or anything. Right. So It was fun, but also I always felt really bad for the team that got left out or had to go somewhere.
Did anybody ever yell at you afterwards?
No.
Why didn't you pull mine?
No one ever yelled, but I did feel bad. The 1 year Richfield Springs got left out, and they had been playing really well, and, you know, it just is what it is.
Richfield's an interesting one because they're not really one of those original Tri-Valley teams. When you say Richfield Springs to me, I just like, they're in the Tri-Valley?
Yeah. It's new time. Them and Sharon. Yeah, Sharon Springs.
Yeah, so they would have been both Section 3 when we were in school.
Yep. Want to quickly give you the scoring summary here from the first half, then we'll take a break. For Delhi, 13 points for Sylvia Little, 11 for Libby Lamport, including 3 threes, 6 for Julia Baxter, 3 for Amanda Nealis, 2 for Alyssa Giaffi. On the other side for Green, 5 for Peyton Yonner, 3 for Cassie Butler, 2 apiece for Olivia Kennedy and Lila Biefeld, and 1 for Abby Yonner. Green's got to try to find a way to get the Yonner sisters going and Liv Kennedy. Still a lot of basketball left to be played. We'll see if they can find a way to get back in this game. Halftime score, Delhi 35, Green 13. I'm Nate Lull for Rich Turnbull. We'll be right back with the third quarter on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Rich, I just have to say as we start the third quarter here, I have an Edmiston GMU boys update for you in a minute. Next chance.
I can't wait. Should I take a bet on that?
Yeah. I don't know if you want to, since I'm a GMU guy and you're an Edmiston guy.
Oh, yeah.
Traveling violation here on Sylvia Little as we get back underway. Delhi 35, Green 13, 7:50 to go here in the third quarter. We're back underway in the MAC semis. Green with the basketball going left to right there, and the white with the green trim. Tipped out of bounds there by Giaffi. Rich, if you're Green right now and you're Coach Gordon, what are you telling your team to say, hey, we got two quarters, we got to keep fighting?
Possession by possession, you just want to try to score every time down the court, and you just want to try to win every possession. At this point, you only have 13 points. You got to put some points on the scoreboard.
Green with the basketball. They go to Butler in the corner. She tries that three again. It's no good. A rebound on the far side by Sylvia Little. And back up the floor here for the Bulldogs.
You can't win it back on one basket, Nate. You got to win it back, you know, in nice runs. They got to go on a run.
Lamport to the right side. I think also if you're Delhi, you can't just back off. You got to keep playing, right? You can't just sit here.
This is the playoffs. You try to score another 35.
Lamport to the far side and goes to Sylvia Little. Splits two defenders. Nice dish off for Baxter, and she scores. What a pass.
She just sees the court very well. She split the defenders, the 2-3 zone on the top, and just dished it off. A great play.
6:55 to go in the third, and now Green almost threw it away, but it was tipped out by Delhi.
Yeah, just another deflection. That one by Amanda Nealis.
Yeah, everybody getting real active here for the Bulldogs here in the MAC semifinals. Live from Green High School tonight. Big thank you to them for setting us up here. We got a great vantage point when we're here at Green. We'll talk about that in a minute. Here's Kennedy, right side for three. Skimmed off the front of the rim. A rebound to Delhi.
Every time Green gets a shot, it's a three-pointer, too. They just really haven't got the ball in the paint at all this game.
Sylvia tried to go over the top of the defense there. Was tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Bulldogs. And you know, the student section in Delhi is always top-notch. Some of the guys made the trip over here tonight. They're pretty loud down there.
I've got two things I want to say about them. Is one, they're handing out Twizzlers to everybody but us.
Yeah, we need some Twizzlers.
They've been interacting well with the referees as well.
Here is a steal by Liv Kennedy. Steps through, tried to get a shot off. It was punched out of bounds. Going to stay with the Trojans. Green wanted a foul, and they're just not going to get one here.
student sections usually get on referees. They actually look like they're having a good time with the referees.
And if you ever go to a game at Delhi, they just do a fantastic job. A lot of theme nights and everything. It's a lot of fun. Steal here for the Bulldogs. Little in transition. We're trying to go coast to coast. A little Dr. J finger roll won't go. Sylvia's a little slow to get up here. Appears to be okay. They kick it back out to Lamport. Her three no good. Yonner with a rebound.
She just landed awkwardly.
Back down the floor here for Green. Here's Peyton Yonner. So important if she could get going, but it was blocked there by Nealis. They're just getting a piece of everything right now. 5:55 to go in the third. Delhi 37, Green 13. And the Bulldogs with the ball.
Even when they split the defense, they're right there to block the ball. It's just tough. Delhi's tough.
Sylvia with a great pass down low to the right low block for Julia Baxter, and she finishes. Another assist for Sylvia Little, and it's 39-13.
I'm going to be very transparent. I don't know much about Class C basketball, but is there a better team than Delhi?
Newark Valley.
Okay, I'll take it.
Number one team in the state for most of the season.
Sure.
You know them very well from their run-ins with Norwich.
I do know Newark Valley very well, and we'll leave it at that.
Class C in Section 4 is loaded this year. Here is Sylvia Little. Dishes one off for Gioffi. Her shot no good. Baxter with a rebound. We got a jump ball. Arrow is going to keep it. No, it's going back to Green. I think if the seeds came out today, Delhi would be a 3 or a 4 behind Newark Valley. Union Springs is very good again. A lot of those IAC teams that are tough. Yeah.
I'd like to see Delhi play against the Newark Valley. I'd like to see this.
Yeah, everybody is saying that, you know, who's going to get a crack at them later down the stretch here. But Newark Valley's had a great season. And here is Green passing to the interior. Abby Yonner back out for Kennedy. Good ball movement by the Trojans. Left side, Flanagan for three. Banked it in. The bank is open for Claire Flanagan.
Is that going to get them going? Is that the beginning of a run?
That could be. 39-16 the score. 4:45 to go in the third. Here is Sylvia Little to the right side. Dishing one off for Lamport at the top of the key. Lamport hands one into the breadbasket here of Nealis. Far side, Gioffi back out. Sylvia Little step back three. Too strong. Rebound to Baxter. Kept it alive for Delhi. Now to Lamport. She tried a bounce pass off of a leg. Out of bounds. Stays with DA.
That's the right call. It went off number 15, Abby Yonner's foot.
4.5 to go in the third. Delhi girls leading 39-16. A surprising score here tonight so far in this MAC semifinal. One of the best games of the season I've seen out of this Bulldogs team. Gioffi left corner. Always tough, too. A long bus ride. One of the longest trips in the league. Little takes it down low and scores on the left baseline. She's got 15 now.
15 and a lot of rebounds and a lot of blocks and a lot of assists.
Delhi 41, Green 16. Here's Kennedy on the right low block. Zips one far side for Butler for three. Off the front of the rim, rebound for Little. Outlet pass ahead for a streaking Libby Lamport down the floor, and she can't finish the right-handed layup. Good hustle back there by Flanagan for Green on defense. Here is Peyton Yonner across midcourt, stops, goes for Flanagan again. Three ball, no good. She tried the bank again, and Little gets a rebound, scoops it up. In transition, right side of the floor. It's a track meet, goes coast to coast, can't get the left-handed layup. Rebound for Green. And into the hands of Yonner, who will walk it back up the floor. 3:35 to go in the third. Delhi 41, Green 16. Kennedy, right side for three. Won't go. Flanagan, rebound. That's also off the mark. Flanagan chases down her own rebound.
That's now, the first time I've seen Green take a shot in the paint in probably a quarter.
Here is Yonner down low, and she is fouled by Baxter with 3:19 to go in the third.
Really not a lot of fouls in this game still. They're letting them play out there. That's the first foul of the quarter.
Yeah, this has been a really clean game. The refs have let them play. That's a great point. I mean, they reset every quarter in the girls' game. First foul here in the second half.
Now they're playing a 2-3 zone, and they're packing it in here, so let's see if Green gets a good shot.
Kennedy will work it into Yonner on the left side. She'll pull it out. Scoops one for Kennedy, again far side, and a foul on the interior. As Biedefeld got tapped from behind. Who's this foul going to be on? Sylvia, it looks like. Her third, team second.
So Green, I don't understand why they're bringing it out so Delhi can set up and, you know, extend their defense again. I would just work it right here. Get a good shot.
Green with the basketball in the corner. They hold on to it here off of that push. Kennedy, reverse layup. It will not go for Liv Kennedy, but she is fouled and will go to the line.
So as soon as you say there's no fouls, there's three fouls and one possession.
Kennedy with only 2 points here tonight, averages in double figures. Tremendous three-sport athlete. Field hockey. Was All-State this year. Basketball, having a great year. First shot is no good. There's the broadcaster's curse. She was the New York State Class C Player of the Year in softball last year.
Wow.
Fantastic pitcher. She's going Division II to Caldwell University down in New Jersey. Softball is her life. She is just fantastic.
If you are the Player of the Year in anything, if you're the Player of the Year in darts,
yeah,
you're good.
She is excellent. Great softball player. We're going to have a timeout taken here by Coach Bruce and Delhi with 3 minutes to go in the third. Delhi 41, Green 17. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Rich Turnbull with you tonight. Rich is the athletic coordinator up at Norwich. Glad to have him along. We do have a score update for you. 48-27, Unitego girls on top of Oxford at the end of the third quarter at the U. So it looks like we could have a Unitego Delhi MAC championship. That is a possibility if things hold true.
At the U, they went all the way to Miami for that game?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, Rich, the U is Unitego.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, it's more than Miami. Everybody just knows that Unitego is the U. So.
I kind of figured, but I was hoping your audience understood sarcasm.
2:50 to go here in the third. Here's Sylvia Little on the left side. Three rattles in and out. Waken with a rebound. Puts it up and in. She gets it to go.
So Green's letting Delhi shoot threes, but they're not rebounding well. I mean, it's not a bad strategy, but Delhi gets all the rebounds.
Trojans with the basketball. They go to the right side for Kennedy. Now back for Yonner. She fires a three. Left it short. Rebound here for Delhi. They have owned the glass tonight, as Rich said. Leahy back down the floor. Leaves it for Sylvia Little at the top of the key. Far side, Nealis. Pump fakes. Passes to the interior. Finds Waken. Rips it back out.
Ooh.
And Sylvia is fouled by Liv Kennedy at the top of the key. 2:13 to go in the third.
I'm going to go back to it. Every time you see the little girl shoot, she misses long every single time. And she's coming out of the court right now to get a little breather. But every time she misses long. It's a good sign that she's a good shooter. She just has to make a little bit of an adjustment.
Delhi with the basketball. They'll get it in to Abby Leahy here at the top of the key. Leahy to the left side. They'll zip it back across. Delhi moving it around. They go to Waken at the high post. Her shot rattles in. Everything is going in tonight, Rich, for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, they can't miss. They're rebounding. They're passing the ball well. And you know what? It all starts on the defensive end. They're playing great defense. They're getting out in transition, and they just put pressure on there, and it went off the Green girl's leg. I mean, they're just getting everything, but it all starts on the defensive end, Nate.
Kennedy was in the corner. As Rich said, bounced off her leg. Minute 50 to go in the third. Delhi 45, Green 17. Here is Delhi with the basketball. Into the corner here for Leahy. Now back up to Natalie Vredenburg. Some of the subs getting a chance to come in and play some good minutes here in the third. A shot for Delhi is off the mark for Amanda Nealis, but she's fouled and will go to the line.
Delhi does a really good job spacing out the court against this zone. Even the subs are doing a great job spacing the court out, and because they space the court out and they make that zone shift around and around and around, they get great shots and great looks at the basket. And if they miss the shot, they get fouled.
First shot at the line here is in and out for Amanda Nealis. Second one coming.
I'm still pretty impressed with this Delhi team. I got to check out this Newark Valley team to be more impressed, but this Delhi team's impressive.
Well, I got to say, this is the best Delhi I think has played all year. Second shot, no good for Nealis. I mean, these teams had an instant classic during the regular season on the road over at DA. The top four teams in the MAC have been pretty close all season, so it's surprising to see the two semis tonight. kind of being lopsided so far. Kennedy right side for three. No good. Flanagan, the rebound off the back of the rim. Won't go down. Delhi with a rebound, but they lost it out of bounds. Nealis couldn't hold on. It trickled out. And it's going to go back to the Trojans with 107 to go in the third.
When I bank memories in my head of instant classics, this probably will not be there. I will tell you what I will remember from this game is just how Delhi plays great defense and gets out and gets good shots.
Trojans will get it into Yanner. Into the corner now for Kennedy. She couldn't hold on to it. Back to Yanner. Into the paint. A floater here is good for Peyton Yanner, and she's got seven.
Finally got into the lane. Made a nice little runner.
45-19 the score. 50 seconds to go in the third. Delhi with the ball, trying to hold on and stay in control. They go back to Vredenburg in the corner. Now back to Leahy. A little two-man game between these two. Shot clock is down to 10. They work it to the far side for Wakin. She says, I'll take a three. Missed it. Jackknifed off the side of the rim. Rebound for Flanagan of Green in transition. Flanagan tries to go to Kennedy. Off the leg of Vredenburg, who was hustling back and out of bounds. And that just kind of sums it up right there. Green can't even get that fast break opportunity because Delhi is just getting a piece of everything, it seems.
They just seem a little out of sync. That one looked like the pass was just a second too late. She passed a little earlier, probably an easy layup.
Green looks to get it in. They go to Biefeld. Now into the corner for Kennedy. Wants that three. It's off the mark. And a rebound for Delhi with 18 seconds to go in the third.
I had a good friend who used to call that out-of-bounds play America because everybody in America runs it.
Yeah, we do see it a lot, that's for sure. Into the corner for Wakin. She fires up a three. A little short there, not enough mustard on it. Back up the floor for Kennedy. A three at the buzzer. Almost banked it in, but it wouldn't go. Three quarters in the books. Delhi 45, Green 19. We'll be back on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
The Delhi girls are in control with a 45-19 lead over Green as we start the fourth quarter. Sylvia Little has 15 points for the Bulldogs. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull here tonight with you. Rich is the athletic coordinator up the road at Norwich High School.
The Delhi fans are upset because the official went from the other side and started talking to the Green student section because he's been interacting with the Delhi student section. So.
Oh, you got to love it.
Yeah, they're trying to get him out on both their sides.
Hey, I was just looking here on Twitter, and our good friend Assemblyman Joe Angelino liked your tweet there as you took a picture of us at halftime.
Well, it took a picture of me. You were working.
And I was working. The phone is blowing up this time of the year. Little dumps one off here for Julia Baxter, who puts it up, and then she has 12. She has been on the receiving end of a lot of those passes, and Delhi leads 47-19. MAC girls basketball semifinal tonight, live from Green Central School. Trojans with the ball. Here's Yanner on the right side. Zips one back over to Claire Flanagan. Little two-man game. Back to Yanner for a three. Splash. She got it, and Yanner's got 10.
Really, the big question here is how long does Coach Bruce leave the subs or the starters in? You know, are you going to risk some different injuries or different things like that? So how long do you go here? How long do you go, Nate Lull?
7:10 here to go in the fourth. If I know Coach Bruce, he's a nervous Nelly. He's going to want to keep them in for pretty much as long as he can. Baxter with a shot. She's fouled.
Nervous Nelly in the sense that they're going to score another 25 points they would need. They would have to double their score.
Delhi 47, Green 22. I just know that Coach Bruce is one of those, you know, prepare for the worst, hope for the best type of coaches. So
he's still coaching hard down here.
Yeah, he will not quit until that final buzzer. Both these coaches just do a tremendous job in that aspect. Baxter gets the first foul shot to go. She has 13, so you have Little with 15, Baxter with 13, Lamport with 11. Three players in double figures for the Bulldogs. Second shot for Baxter, too strong. And a rebound here for Peyton Yonder, who has played well here tonight, the point guard for the Green Trojans, with 7 minutes to go in the fourth. Flanagan, far side, finds Butler on the baseline. Will feed one to Biefeld on the interior. Kicks one over to Kennedy. Kennedy on the baseline, tosses it up. It won't go. And a rebound for Baxter. Into the safe hands of Sylvia Little across the Trojans logo there. Feeds one far side for Lamport. Splits two defenders. Passes. Oh, good look down low to Giaffi, and she was tripped up. With 6:37 to go in the fourth, Delhi 48, Green 22.
One of the things I used to talk a lot about with the coaches I used to coach with in girls basketball is you don't see a lot of the girls when they face pressure dribble backwards. You know, they won't come back and dribble the ball. And the little girl just did that. I mean, she is an all-around good player. She saw the pressure. She dribbles out of the pressure backwards, still facing them, and just she's incredible.
Giaffi gets the first shot to go here at the line. Second one coming. Giaffi settling in as everybody kind of jockeyed there on the line. She missed the shot. Rebound for Green.
Everybody's pointing at each other for a lane violation. If you actually looked at their feet, they didn't go over.
49-22. Delhi leading the Green girls. Here's Flanagan for three. Got it. Claire Flanagan has hit two from downtown. She's got 6 points. Delhi 49, Green 25 with 6:15 to go in the fourth. Here's Libby Lamport for three. Got it. She is on fire tonight. Her fourth three of the game. Lampard's got 14, and Delhi leads 52-25 with 6 minutes to go. Green with the ball. Pass to the interior, tipped by Baxter, stolen away by D.A. And the Bulldogs come across midcourt. They find Lamport. She steps in for a two and rattles in and out. Rebound for Kennedy. You know Liv Kennedy's not going to quit, but it just came out of her hands there and went out of bounds.
The Lamport girl came up and pretended like she was going to put pressure on her and then backed away, and she just didn't handle the pressure very well.
And so Delhi will get the ball in. They go to Lamport, top of the key. Delhi with the basketball going left to right. Sylvia Little in the corner, buries it, rattled it home. Sylvia's got 18. And a timeout's going to be taken here by the Trojans with 5:40 to go in the fourth. Delhi 55, Green 25. We'll be back here in the MAC Girls Semis tonight on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood. Woods.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We got a final from the other MAC semifinal. Unitego defeats Oxford 55-41, so the Spartans are going back to the MAC championship, and that game will be on February 18th up at Unadilla Valley. We'll be there broadcasting both the girls and the boys games.
So I'm not really well-versed. Do we call Unadilla Valley the U as well?
No, I only call Unitego the U.
But
it's
okay.
The name that they have kind of adopted.
Sure.
Especially during football season. They call it the U.
And I do see their symbols on their clothes. They use the same U symbol
yes.
as the University of Miami.
They've kind of faded away from that. For a while, it was on the side of the football helmet. They've kind of gone back to the Spartan. But for a while there, it was kind of the hot thing. Some people do not like it. So I do usually take some heat once in a while when I use it. Trojans with the basketball, right side. Liv Kendi hits that three. Liv is up to 6 points now, and Delhi leads 55-28 after that three for the Trojans with 5:20 to go in the fourth.
We do have a couple subs in for Delhi, but the two main girls are still in, Lamport and Little.
And they'll go to the high post here for Wakin for Delhi with the basketball.
Ooh.
They go to Wagner in the corner. It was taken away, though, by Green. Here's Yonner looking to run. 2-on-1 if she can hurry. Yonner dishes one off for Liv Kendi, and she scores.
They're going to make it look a little bit closer than it actually was throughout the game. They've cut it to 25.
Delhi 55 and Green 30 with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Little. Gets into the paint now at the high post. Little with a little up and under off the glass. It won't go. Rebound for Green.
That might have been the worst shot I've seen her take all night. She had a girl wide open, but she comes down and gets the rebound, so she's all right.
Yeah, Butler with a shot, but Little with the rebound. Back across half court, we go to Lamport on the baseline. Lamport dishing one off, but it was taken away by Cassie Butler. And an outlet pass to Yonner.
Probably the two worst possessions of the night for Delhaya were those two right there.
Trojans with the basketball, going left to right. They try to go to the high post for Kennedy. Kennedy backs it out. Now goes to BFL. That was partially blocked there by Little, and she'll look to run as she picked up that loose ball.
Even though they're not playing great offense at the moment, they're still playing great D.
Here is Little across the three-point arc. Now she'll back it out. Delhaya going right to left. Again, they're in the maroon with the white and black tonight. Green is in the white uniforms with the green trim. Delhaya with the basketball. They go to Little. Left side, three, too strong. There it is, just a little long, like you were saying earlier, Rich. Rebound out of bounds, and it's going to go to the green Trojans.
With a couple of subs in the game for Delhaya, their spacing seems a little bit off. That time, the little girl seemed like she was going to a spot where number five was, and they just looked like they were miscommunicating. So I don't know if they're usually on the court at the same time.
3:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Yeah, you do get some of those funny late-game matchups in a situation like this. Here's Kennedy for three, left it short. Rebound for Delhaya again. That one was scooped up by Eleanor Wagner. Wagner, as she windexes the glass there. Back up for Sylvia Little. Now to Lamport on the far side. Give and go back to Sylv. Lost control of it. Green will come away. Sylvia steals it, though. Leaves it for Wagner. Her shot was short. Rebound for Claire Flanagan. And Green quickly back down the floor, going left to right. They go to the interior for Kennedy. Little up and under. It's blocked by Sylvia Little. Boy, she's just everywhere.
I really want to know if she has a triple-double. Will you please tweet at me tonight, Nate Law?
I sure will.
I got to know this. I have to know. She has to.
Got
to
be very, very close. We'll ask Coach Bruce as well afterwards. Now a steal by Liv Kennedy. Kennedy looking to run, and she scores and is fouled by Little, who was trying to get back to block the shot. And this time Kennedy says, I'm going to win this battle. Liv is at 10 points now. So you have Yonner with 10 and Kennedy with 10.
Are making a little run here. It's a little too late, though, as the subs come in. Here comes Sylvia Little out of the game.
Yeah, Sylvia looks like her night is over with 18 points. Definitely a double-double, possibly a triple-double tonight for Sylvia Little. She's got 18. So Yonner with 10 for Green, as well as Liv Kennedy, who's at the line here for the Green Trojans. And it's just not been the Trojans' night here tonight. Shot at the line for Kennedy is no good. Rolled off the front of the rim.
Hit every piece of the rim but the bottom of the net.
And an outlet pass. Delhaya gets the rebound. They'll look to bring it back up with Natalie Vredenburg. DA with the ball. They go to the top of the key here. Vredenburg leaves it for Wakin. And to the far side, a jumper here for DA is in and out. Rebound for Abby Yonner. Shayna Mondor with that shot for DA. Quickly in transition, Green back down the floor with 2:20 to go. Winner will get Unitego in the MAC championship game on February 18th as Unitego beat Oxford earlier tonight. Here's Biefeld for three off the front of the rim. Rebound Wakin off the missed shot. And Delhaya back up the floor. Here's Coach Bruce still coaching him up.
Yeah, this is a great time to coach these subs. You know, you never know when you're going to have to use them in the sectional play.
Wakin with the basketball on the right baseline. We'll work one back up to Vredenburg. Delhaya working some clock here with a minute 50 to go. Tapped out of bounds, though, by Biefeld. Green still playing some tight defense. And Liv Kennedy's going to go to the bench now. Adrian Romano is going to check in here for the Trojans. With a minute 50 to go here in the fourth quarter, gets a nice ovation from the crowd. Right side of the floor here. A jumper as the shot clock was winding down for Vredenburg was no good. And Emma Rice back down the floor with coming up on 90 seconds left. The Trojans just not their night on their home floor here, Rich.
It's tough when you have an it's all over chant come from the visiting home, or visiting section, not the home section.
Shot there from Romano was no good, rolled out of bounds.
Well, these Green fans really want Romano to score.
She came in late in the game. I was here earlier in the year as well, and they were the same thing, really wanted her to get a bucket.
She's a senior. They just probably wanted her to have a good night on her senior. Probably one of her last games on her home court.
1:10 to go here in the fourth. Delhi 55 and Green 32. Make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show coming up in just a minute. Here's Sam Yadrala, lost control of it. Emma Rice with the steal. We'll give out three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. Trojans with the ball. A three for Romano. No good. Out of bounds.
I love it.
Going back to the Bulldogs.
I love it. This is, the crowd is still here, and every time she shoots the ball, they just raise up a little bit.
They really wanted her to hit that.
Love it.
She was close on that first one.
She
that
was.
Very, very close.
If I'm coaching her, I'm telling her to get to the top of the key a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. So the Bulldogs will walk it up the floor. We're under a minute to go now. So the matchup that many people had predicted at the beginning of the season, a lot of people thought it was going to come down to Unitigo, Delhi, and Green. It did. Here's a jumper by Brendan Berg, and it's off the mark with 35 seconds left. We're going to have Delhi and Unitigo Chapter 3. It's going to be crazy.
At the U.
At the other U, yes. Shot here for Green. Pass down low for Abby Yonner is good. Makes it 55-34 with 20 seconds left. And Delhi will just work it off the clock now, as they are going to punch their tickets back to the MAC championship game. They had to take a tough road here coming on the road to Green, but they had a great game plan, came in and executed here tonight. And it looks like they're going to walk away with a 55-31 victory. Delhi and Green will meet in the MAC championship on the 18th. Post-game show coming up here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time inside the gymnasium here at Green High School. Our final score, Delhi 55, Green 34 in the MAC girls basketball semifinals here tonight. So it'll be Delhi and Unitigo in the MAC championship on the 18th. Here's what's funny, Rich. Unitigo tonight also scores 55 points in their win over Oxford, 55-41. So the two teams going to the championship both scoring 55 points tonight.
Coincidence? Who knows?
I think
fate?
Not.
Yeah, coincidence, fate, I don't know.
That's going to be a great game. We will know soon who is going to be in the boys' MAC championship. Tomorrow night you have Deposit Hancock visiting Delhi.
I've seen Delhi play this year.
That's going to be
good,
the,
they're a good team.
That's going to be the one semifinal. And then next Tuesday is the other MAC semi, BG at Unitigo.
Okay, now I've seen Unitigo play too, so they're interesting teams. They're both pretty good teams. I've seen them both play in Norwich. I'll be excited to see that game.
If you follow the seeds, it could be Delhi the 2 against Unitigo the 1.
So we could have school in both games.
Yes, we
the
could have
in both games.
We could have a Unitigo and Delhi final, unless, you know, BG or DH has something to say about that, and I'm sure they will. So
right.
That's going to be fun. Again, our final score here tonight, 55-34. Let's do our scoring summary. First for Delhi tonight, game high 18 points for Sylvia Little, 13 for Julia Baxter, 14 for Libby Lamport. Sorry, I can't read my own writing here. 4 for Cadence Wakin, 3 for Alyssa Giaffi, and 3 for Amanda Nealis. On the other side for Green, 2 players in double figures, Liv Kennedy and Peyton Yonner, both with 10 apiece, 6 for Claire Flanagan, 3 for Abby Yonner, 3 for Cassie Butler, 2 for Lila Biefeld. So good balance on both sides, but Delhi, those 3 players in double figures, it was tough. They were just rolling from the opening tip here tonight, Rich.
I think there's 2 players that stand out to me. The Lamport girl just got her hands on everything, and she had a lot of big threes, and she just interacts really well with the little girl. They just play so well together. They interact. They see the court well. They see each other really well, and it was just really fun to watch them interact and play. They're good teammates with one another. I'm guessing just by watching them interact, they're probably good friends off the court, too.
Best friends.
They are best friends.
Best friends.
See, I don't even know them, but you can tell. You can absolutely tell, and it was just fun to watch them play, interact. I think that, I know you're going to ask me my thoughts on my awards. I don't care who you give them to, Nate, but those two stand out. The Lamport girl and the little girl stand out. The Yonner girl from Green probably stands out. As having the best game for Green. When she got going in the third quarter a little bit, she got into the zone. She just didn't have a whole lot of support tonight, I would say. I know she did what she could do, but it just wasn't enough.
Well, with that, let's get into our 3 awards, and I'd like to start tonight. I'm kind of going to go in reverse order. I'll start with the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I think Sylvia Little is a great choice for the all-purpose player. She really was an all-purpose player tonight.
I really want to know her stat line. I would love to. I've never seen her play before. I'd love to watch her play again. She was a pleasure to watch. I mean, if I see her, I'll tell her. She'll probably think I'm some weird guy that is watching the game. But by gosh, she was really good. She is there. I don't know if she was overall the best player on the court.
Yeah,
so,
was great. Next up, let's go with the let's do the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. So would you go with the Lamport girl here or the Yonner girl? I'm tending to go with the Lamport girl. She had those 4 threes, really got things going early, I thought.
I don't know how you usually do this. If you do offense and defense, I would argue that the Lamport girl played better defense, though, as well, because she got her hands on everything in the top of that zone. I mean, she did have those 4 threes, and you kept on saying it's probably the best offensive game you've seen her play. And she did well. I mean, you could give her either one. I mean, it's your show.
Yeah, let's go Peyton Yonner for Green for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, and we'll go Libby Lamport for the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. As you said, all those tips, all the little things that she did. So we'll give Libby Lamport from Delhi the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, and we'll give Peyton Yonner the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. So that'll wrap up our 3 awards, and the MAC Championship is set, Rich, and it'll be a good one on the 18th between Delhi and Unitigo girls.
It's in Unitilla Valley. I won't say what I want to say. It's in Unitilla Valley. Maybe I'll make the trip over.
Hey,
you never
there
know.
You go. There you go.
You never know.
So just a reminder, the next time we'll be on the air will be on Saturday. The Tri-Valley Championships will be over in Lawrence. We're going to have the boys' game is first, yes, at 2 o'clock, which will be Richfield Springs and Morris. And the girls' game will be at 5 between Franklin and Worcester. So those will be some good, fun games.
Some classic Tri-Valley schools.
Yeah, tomorrow night I'm going to be over in Delhi. We'll be doing some Twitter work for that DH and Delhi game. So make sure you check that out. And next week, we'll figure it out day by day. Definitely going to go to the BG Unitigo game for that boys' semifinal. And then later in the week, we'll have the Delaware League Championships on the 17th. Those games are over at SUNY Delhi. And then the MAC Championships next Friday, the 18th, up at UV. So busy times.
You are a busy guy. I don't envy you at all.
going to try to go to the sectional seed meeting as well on the 16th. So for anybody out there, I cannot give you the brackets until it is official. So don't even ask me.
I will not ask you because I will get an email.
Yeah, you got. You're okay.
I will get an email prior to them being released. So if you ask me for them, I also will not give them to you.
It's funny because that night everyone becomes my best friend. Hey, buddy, how are you? How's everything? You got that bracket?
I'll be honest to your viewers, or your listeners. You actually usually know them before me, and I'm usually one of the people that will say, hey, where am I? What do I? And the only reason I'm asking you is I just want to prepare. I don't really care who Norwich is playing at that point. I just want to know, all right, do I have to prepare for a home game or what I'm doing? But usually within, I don't know, 2 hours I have it anyway, so I just got to hold on.
I like to go to the meeting. Helps me figure everything out if there was some sort of controversy or, you know, figuring out the math on all that. I just like to be there so I know the story.
Well, if you took me out to that deli that we ate at the last time we were over in
Boy, Sydney, that was good, huh?
I might go to the Section 4 office with you.
There we go. It's a fun night. I like going. I like to see the process. It's fun to peek behind the curtain. It's all mathematical-based.
Yep.
So it's not like, you know, people are, oh, this team was better. No, it's all based on the points.
So a lot of schools, the coaches will do their own spreadsheets. In Norwich, I actually do the spreadsheets.
Oh, nice.
So every time Norwich plays, I calculate the spreadsheets. So I have a running tally in my office. So I know the process very, very well. And when I used to coach girls basketball, I used to keep every Class B school. So I had a whole spreadsheet, so I would get the score, so I actually would know them beforehand.
Yeah. And a lot of coaches do that, yeah.
Yep. So it is a really fun process. Who goes to those? I'm curious now.
You know, it's a mixture. Usually each league has a couple of different coaches that like to go. Some faces that I see there all the time include Bob Conway from BG, Bobby Van from Courtright, Coach Burroughs from Courtright is usually there, Greg O'Connell from Stanford is usually there. You know,
if I did show up, it wouldn't be like, wow,
no,
I'm not the only guy there.
No, not at all. I mean, it varies. Some Kurt Ernsbeck usually goes. You know, I know he's one of the coordinators.
Yep.
It changes. Some coaches, if they're available, they like to go, and the more the merrier because the faster you can get through all the spreadsheets. So
the average fan, I don't think, knows the process that goes into sectional seating. It is quite a process, and we forget that the sectional office with Bill Bryant and Janet McLeaney, they have to do sectionals for all the sports. Like
it's
this weekend,
crazy.
Like this weekend, they're worrying about wrestling at the arena. They have to do weight classifications, and it's a lot of work. And the hats go off to those two at the Section 4 office. I'm lucky that I get to work with them. But it's not about just basketball, our friends out there. There's
everything.
A lot of everything going on right now.
Well, Rich, that's going to wrap it up, and I appreciate you coming down. We'll have to do this again.
I enjoyed it. You can have me anytime.
So go back in the archives. You can listen anytime at WCDOsports.com. It's all brought to you by SFCU. Our final score tonight, 55-34. Delhi advances to the MAC Championship. They'll take on Unitigo, who defeated Oxford tonight. A big thank you to our in-game producer. That's Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. We will see you on Saturday for the Tri-Valley Championship over in Lawrence starting at 2 o'clock. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll see you then on WCDO.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.